Good morning, and welcome to the Oakland radio program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and I'm here with you this week as we look at the Bible and study from God's Word. As we study this week, I want us to think about a question. I want you to ask yourselves, what kind of follower of Christ am I? More than likely, if you're listening this morning, you would consider yourself a follower of Christ, or if you're not, you're looking into maybe becoming a follower of Christ. And I want to look at some different examples this week of what type of follower, when we ask ourselves the question, what kind of follower of Christ am I? That's something that each and every one of us need to ask. And I think by the end of the week, we'll come to the conclusion that we may have some corrections that we need to make in our lives as we study on Friday, Lord willing, about being a true follower of Christ. Today, we're going to look at one example of the type of follower of Christ there is. And you want to ask yourself this question, are you the afar-off follower of Christ? How close are you following Christ? Are you following far behind Him, just as Peter did once did? If you look in Matthew chapter 26, Matthew the 26th chapter, a familiar passage that we read from time to time, starting in the 55th verse, it says, "In that hour Jesus said to the multitudes, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And those who had laid hold of Jesus led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end." So we see here that Peter followed at a distance. He followed afar off. We all know the kind of apostle that Peter was. He was strong. He was devout. But at one time here, we can see that this was the way that Peter followed. He followed out of fear. He followed afar off. He made the choice that many of us make from time to time. He compromised with the sin, if you will. He didn't want to follow Christ closely, but neither did he want to. Did he not want to follow Christ at all? He still wanted to follow Christ, but he wanted to do it from a distance so that nobody would know. He was straddling the fence. Do we sometimes find ourselves straddling the fence where we just may not want others to know that we're a follower of Christ? So we just kind of stay afar off, but we still consider ourselves a follower of Christ. Many of us as Christians today want the best of both worlds, and we just can't do that. We can't compromise the truth for what pleases us. This afar-off following, if you will, it led Peter to deny Christ simply because he lost sight of Christ and was entangled with people of the world. Later on in Matthew the 26th chapter, starting in verse 69, it says, "Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, You also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you are saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And a little later those who stood by came up and said to Peter, Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly." This morning I'm encouraging you to follow closely with Christ and resist the temptation so that you can draw near to God, as James instructs us in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, as we look at to try to draw near to Him. We don't need to follow afar off, because once we get afar, try to follow afar off, as it says, as we just read, you know, we lose sight of what's important. We lose sight of Christ, and it gets us entangled in the world, and we fall into the snares of the devil. That's all the time that we have for this morning. We're thankful for those that are listening. If you have an opportunity to listen with us throughout the rest of the week, we'd really appreciate it. If you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, Athens, Alabama, 35611. Again, and our services are at 9:30 on Sunday morning and 10:20 for our regular worship service, and then at 5 o'clock and on Sunday evening, and then for our midweek Bible study, we'll meet it on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Hope everyone has a blessed day. Thank you.